Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Death by a thousand cuts. Keep delaying it. Study it to death. That seems to be what the Obama administration is doing with the Keystone XL pipeline project. And I, for one, am happy about that. Now, if you've not been following it, the proposed project is supposed to bring tar sand oil from Alberta down to the continental United States. The most contentious part is the route through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska. There has been intense opposition by environmental activists, even though a majority of Americans approve of the project. Now, opponents have many strong arguments, which include increased greenhouse gas emissions and the possibility of oil spills. There are strong arguments for building it. They include job creation and that the oil will be shipped from Canada, America's closest ally. Now, the issue is political dynamite for Democrats, and the party knows it. If President Obama approves it, he will deeply anger a core component of his party's base, and that could hurt him badly in this year's midterm elections. Unless Democrats turn out more this year than they did in 2010, Obama faces a long and lonely final 2 years in office. If Obama rejects it, he then will be accused of killing potential jobs, and with the weak job market, that can't help him. It could even contribute to the Democrats losing control of the U.S. Senate. So that is why he is stalling, running out the clock until after the midterm elections. Once they are over, Obama can do whatever he wants. Sure, any decision he makes then will still be controversial, but there'll be a lag time of probably close to 2 years before November 2016 comes around. Plenty of time to forget, or forgive, or explain, or perhaps just to move on. Yes, specific facts are important, so are the details of the approval process, but at this point in time, the two most important aspects of the Keystone XL project are symbolism and passion. Keystone XL has become a symbol of change. Can the United States take a clear step, backed up by appropriate presidential rhetoric, that the country needs to deepen and speed up its commitment to alternative energy sources? Now, if Obama eventually decides to nix the project, he should go out and own the decision. Don't back away from its significance. But he should also simultaneously offer additional practical ways to move forward so that the U.S. can meet its future energy needs and still not destroy the planet. Now, Keystone is also about passion. 398 people were arrested in Washington in March protesting the project. Approximately 1,000 people showed up to demonstrate. The cast of characters, a healthy dose of college students. And in February 2013, 35,000 people are estimated to have shown up in Washington to protest. 48 were arrested, including the actress Daryl Hannah and the scientist James Hansen. Now, environmental protection is a core value of the Democratic Party, but a party should also be smart, and that's why Obama is stalling. I just hope he makes the right decision after the midterms. Thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.